All right, so this uses this particular the contiguous call. So in the first, we define derived type as instructed to be an integer. Then we define a new type called derived type, which is of length 10 and type real. We then commit it. Once we committed it, we can use it in the send operation, and we can use it wherever we use the type before. So here we have, previously we probably have MPI under bar real, so now we can use derived type. The buffer where this starts, or the data location, is called data. We only have one of these, and then the rest is normal. And that is entirely equivalent, that's why I say in this particular example this is unnecessary, to using 10 instead of 1 there, and MPI under bar real instead of derived type. And each of them does what what you'd expect. They start at location specified by data and send 10 contiguous real values off to the specified destination processor.